You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here's a look at the men's matchup. The Briarcliff men are 9-4 in the GPAC, 17-6 overall. Chargers won 8 games in a row from December 3 to December 30, losing on January 3 to Morningside to stop that run. Briarcliff then beat Mount Marty, Midland, and Concordia in succession before suffering two straight losses to Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings last week, January 21 and 24. Nick Nelson's team is averaging 79.9 points per game while giving up 71.7 points per contest. Chargers are dead even with opponents in rebounding at 34.7 for and against. Chargers make 47.3% of the field goals they take and allow 45.2% success for opponents. Chargers have taken 1,339 field goals and 547 of them have been three-point attempts. They've made 38.8% of those three-point shots. Shane Graves leads the team with a 12.8 points per game average. He makes 51.4% of his three-point shots. Graves leads the team with 65 assists in 21 games. Clay Harold is averaging 11.3 points per game and has appeared in a reserve role in all but one of Briarcliff's games. Brian Forbes, Austin Leffler, and Zach Otting all average between 9 and 10 points per game. Matt Berg has scored 8.7 points per game and takes away 4.5 rebounds per outing. The defender men are 15-7 overall, 7-6 in the league. Defenders lost a pair of overtime games in a row on January 10 and 14 before bouncing back with wins over Doan and Mount Marty in their most recent play. Dort is 7-3 since December 6. The defenders average 88.6 points per game and allow 78.4 points per outing. The defenders have a 39.7 and 30.9 rebounding edge. Ross Dalma's team is converting 49.3% of its field goals while foes are making 46%. The turnover difference between Dort and its foes through 22 games is a barely negligible 307 to 305. Nathan Rendles is scoring 16.7 points per game and gets 5.2 rebounds. That's tops on the team, both categories. And he also leads the team in assists with 99 through 22 games. That's 4.5 per game. Tyler Walterstorff is good for 13.1 points per game. His rebounding average is 4.5. Brian Sumner adds 12.1 points per game. Leighton Sampson completes the double-figure scores for Dort with 11.1. He makes 56.6% of his field goals. Alex Terpstra scores 9.6 points per game and is making 38.3% of his three-point attempts. David Denherter's average is 8.2 points per game and he's making 70.7% of his field goal attempts. Taylor Feenstra and Andrew O'Donnell average 6.6 and 5.6 points per game respectively. Last outing for the Briarcliff men, they were down 44-36 at halftime and never able to make a comeback on the road against Hastings Saturday afternoon, 84-66. Otting had 18 points and 6 rebounds in the loss. The defender men played Mount Marty last Wednesday night. 83-56 was that final. Dort was up 36-23 at halftime. Brian Sumner topped the defender effort with 24 points on 4 of 5 three-point shooting, and he had 2 assists and 3 rebounds. The series between these two, Dort lost an 87-74 decision in Sioux City after leading 37-32. Dort committed an uncharacteristic 24 turnovers. Rendell scored 15. Terpstra scored 13. Sampson had 12. Brian Forbes made 7 of 11 field goals for the Chargers, including 4 of 6 three-point attempts. And Austin Leffler scored 19 points. Let's pause now for our national anthem sung by Dort College student Aaron Van Peek.
My fountain delights was so proudly within, and twilight's last gleaming, whose frost-stripes and bright stars through the depth of the sight, for the ramparts we haunt were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets and the mountains bursting in, gave proof through the
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here's your starting lineups for both teams. Let's begin with the Briarcliff Chargers. They will start Shane Graves, a 5'11 sophomore from Sioux City, prepped at Heelan High School, 12.8 points per game. Number 13 is Jordan Eisme, 6'4 sophomore from Lamar's, averaging 4.6 points per outing. Austin Leffler is a 5'11 sophomore from Lawton, Iowa, averaging 9.7 points per game. Matt Berg is a 6'5 senior from Carroll, Iowa, averaging 8.7 points per game. Brian Forbes is a 6'4 senior from Lone Tree, Iowa, averaging 9.9 points per game. Again, for Briarcliffs, it'll be Graves, Eisme, Leffler, Berg, and Forbes. For the defenders, 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 12.1 points per game, Brian Sumner. Number 13 is Alex Terpstra, 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Alex Terpstra averages 9.6 points per game. Number 15 is Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado. He averages a team-high 16.7 points per game. Tyler Waltersdorf is a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.1 points per outing. And number 53 is David Den Herter, a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 8.2 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with the opening tap of tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We are set for basketball. Opening tip controlled by Briarcliff. Ball is loose, and it's picked up by Brian Sumner. Sumner hands it off to Rindles. Dort College with the first possession of the basketball game. Briarcliff had it momentarily on the opening tap. Ball is tapped away by Graves, and the Briarcliff Chargers come away with it. Forbes will press the issue. Takes it hard to the basket. His layup is good. Forbes with a two-point bucket, and the Briarcliff Chargers score the first basket of the game. Briarcliff leads it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dort College with the basketball, turned it over on their first possession. Pass goes left side to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf spin move in the lane, missed it, shot no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Berg hands it off to Graves. Shane Graves with it on the right wing. Graves feeds it up front. Forbes. Forbes, three, plants it on the back iron. No good. Rebound fought for, and now we've got a foul called on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Sumner, and the Briarcliff Chargers will inbound the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Graves to throw it in for the Chargers. Shane Graves to trigger it. Graves gets it in over the top with the basketball is Forbes. Forbes with it. Forbes to Eisma. Round the horn they go right side. This is Graves. Graves on the wing. Graves over to Forbes. Forbes gives it up to Leffler. Leffler misses the three. Rebound cleared by Terpstra. Here comes Dort College. Terpstra hesitates, puts it up, and the shot is blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Brian Forbes. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18:41 left to play in the first half. Just underway. Briarcliff scored on their first possession. Dort College has yet to get what I would call a good shot off. Waltersdorf gets it into Rindles. Rindles leans his way in. His shot no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Briarcliff. Graves comes away with it. Graves into the front court. Graves driving in. Left-handed layup is good. Shane Graves makes it 4-0. Briarcliff in front. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball on the left wing. Terpstra tries to feed it underneath, and we've got a hold called on the Chargers. Ball's going to go on Briarcliff. And that's going to go against Brian Forbes. That's foul number one on him. Kirby Wells signaling to the bench who the foul was on. Jared Ray and Ron Jackson also on the floor, forming our trio of officials tonight. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles out front. Rindles feeds it into the corner. Den Herter. Den Herter back over to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra. They close out quickly on Terpstra. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Rindles. Rindles spin move. Puts it up in traffic. Off the glass. Good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 4-2. Briarcliff basketball, left side, Forbes. Brian Forbes gives it up to Leffler. Leffler drives the lane with the right hand. His layup is good. Leffler with a two-point basket. Dort College trails it 6-2. Rindles with it on the right wing. Rindles into the traffic, and a push called on Briar Cliff and Matt Berg, I believe. Berg whistled for the personal foul. Foul number one on Berg. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College inbounds it. They get it to Terpstra. Terpstra left side, Sumner. Sumner gives it up, Denherter. Denherter trying to back his way in against Berg. Fakes him up into the air. David Denherter, lay-in good. Got him on the ball fake. And now Briarcliff coming back the other way. Leffler with it. Leffler on the wing. Leffler to Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. Forbes goes left side over to Graves. Graves with it on the wing. Graves is going to test the waters. Off-balance shot. Left-hander good. Shane Graves with 4 points. And the defenders trail 8-4. 16:59 left to play in this first half. Dort College basketball, Sumner. Sumner shovels it back over to Denherter, gives back over to Sumner. Sumner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Terpstra. Terpstra, offensive rebound, tries to shovel it back to Rindles. Taken back by Walterstorff. Walterstorff in traffic, his shot, no good. Swatted away by Forbes. Rebound taken away by Eisma. Eisma gives it to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler on the right wing. He's guarded there by Terpstra. Pass goes right baseline, nothing there. Leffler, Leffler back to the top of the key, in between the circle, swings it left side over to Forbes. Forbes gives it up, Graves, Graves, nothing there, Forbes. Forbes, top of the key, right side pass, Leffler. Leffler will get a ball screen set by Eisma, and a foul called away from the ball, I believe. No, we've got a dead ball, stoppage in play. Matt Berg shaken up on the play. He will check out of the ball game. So Briarcliff will have the basketball. Well, they called Denherter with a foul. Beg your pardon. Fresh 35 to work with. I did not see the signal to the bench. Briarcliff, baby hook in the lane. No good by Ricky Williams. Here comes Dort College. Sumner into the, pardon me, Rindles into the front court. He's on the right wing over to Taylor Feenstra. We'll reset both lineups in just a moment. Both teams went with multiple subs. Rindles goes into the lane. Spin move. Backing his way in, his shot flipped off of the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff and Austin Holman. Here come the Chargers. Briarcliff basketball, Leffler. Leffler, Holman, Holman. Back over to Graves. Graves on the left wing. They set a ball screen for him. Graves reverses it outside to Zach Otting. Otting, floater in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra for the basketball and a foul called on Otting. Zach Otting whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on him. Team foul number three on the Chargers. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Rindles, O'Donnell, Feenstra, Terpstra, and Sampson. For the Chargers, you've got Holman, Williams, Graves, Otting, and Leffler. Rindles into the front court. Dort College down 8-4. Sampson with it on the left elbow. Sampson puts it on the floor, backing his way in against Williams. Now dumps it outside Rindles. Rindles back to Sampson. One-on-one. Sampson in traffic. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. Leighton Sampson to shoot two, the freshman from Worthington, Minnesota. Free throw on the way for Sampson. First one is through. He's got another one coming. 65% free throw shooter. Both teams a lot of energy early on. Another free throw on the way for Sampson. That one's up and through. Leighton Sampson makes it 8-6. Dort College down two. So a pair of free throws by Sampson. Briarcliff, top of the key, three is up and good. Line drive through for Clay Harold. Harold buries the first three of the night. And the defenders trail it 11-6. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles over to Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra's got it on the right wing. Terpstra feeds it underneath Sampson. Sampson shot no good. There for the rebound is O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra into the corner. Rendles. Rendles throws up a three, no good. Another offensive rebound for O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting on the putback attempt. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. First free throw by O'Donnell, no good. Another one on the way for Andrew. O'Donnell, a 62% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Nathan Rendles will check out of the ballgame. O'Donnell will try to cut this down to a four-point ballgame. It's 11-6 currently. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Andrew O'Donnell makes one of two. Shane Graves with the basketball out front. Graves with it on the left wing. Graves back over to Berg. Berg gets the basketball up to Harold. Harold back over to Berg. Berg lay in good. Matt Berg with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 13-7. Pass goes right side. Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner picks up his dribble. Passes over to Feenstra. Feenstra three, left it short. No good. There for the rebound as Terpstra tries to give it back to Sampson. Ball's down on the floor. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Briarcliff basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So the Briarcliff Chargers have the basketball. They have it on the right wing. Pass goes over to Berg. Berg with it. Berg out front to Otting. Otting with the basketball. Otting swing pass over the top. Comes back out front to Otting. Otting gets it back left side to Austin Poland. Poland Otting. Otting, three, good. Zach Otting with the three-point bucket. Briarcliff has opened up a nine-point lead at 16-7. 13:25 left to play in the first half. O'Donnell right side Sumner. Dort College has to work themselves out of a hole. They get it inside Sampson. Sampson tries to dump it off for Feenstra. It's taken away by Clay Harold. I sense a timeout coming here. Briarcliff scores. Pass goes to Berg. Berg puts it on the floor. Kick out pass. Otting. Otting drives in. Wraparound pass back over to Berg. And a holding foul called on the defenders. Foul called on Dort College. And number 43, that will be Leighton Sampson. Dort College needs a jump start here, trailing 16-7. Briarcliff coming out like a team that is desperate for a win, and they are, after losing two last week and dropped them five spots in the national ratings. Berg, two free throws. Free throw is up, short, no good. Matt Berg, a 63% free throw shooter. Sampson, Feenstra, Terpstra, O'Donnell check out. Waltersdorf, Sumner, Nabla, Rendles, and Den Herder on the floor for Dort College right now. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Matt Berg makes one out of two. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles, right elbow. Rendles into the lane. Nothing there. He's going to force it up, and he gets it to go. Nathan Rendles with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail at 17-9. 17-9 our score, 12:35 left to play in the first half. With the basketball, Austin Poland setting the offense for the Chargers. Poland passes left side. This is Otting. Otting, right side to Poland. And stepping on the sideline out of bounds is Poland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 12:19 left to play, first half. Briarcliff 17, Dort College 9, so Briarcliff playing from in front. Bringing the basketball up is Rendles. Rendles in between the circles, goes over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Walterstorff with it on the right wing. Walterstorff gives it up. Rindles. Rindles in the lane. Nothing there. Over to Nabla. Nabla, Den Herder. Den Herder, they double down. Now they leave him. Den Herder in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul number two on Brian Forbes. So Forbes picks up his second personal. 11:58 left to play in the first half. Those of you joining us anticipating the start of the ball game, we got started just a shade early because the women's game ran ahead of schedule. Free throw by Den Herder is up and good for David. That's point number three tonight. Den Herder is a 71% free throw shooter. He's also making 71% of his shots from the free throw line and from the field. I should say he's making 71% from both the free throw line and the field. Clear as mud, I know. Second free throw is up. No good for Den Herder off the heel. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner got the tap out as Dort College kept it alive. Sumner in traffic. Nothing there. Sumner back outside. Rindles. Rindles with the ball. Dort College needs a spark. Rindles with it in the lane. Dumps it for Den Herder. Den Herder layup good. David Den Herder, the bucket off the assist from Rindles, and the defenders trail 17-12. Dort College chipping away at the lead. Poland with the basketball. Poland to Berg. Berg goes right side. Eisma. Jordan Eisma back out front. Harold. Harold three. No good, but a foul on the play called against Brian Sumner. That's going to be two on Sumner and three on the way for Harold. So free throws on the way for Clay Harold. Harold, a 56% free throw shooter. First free throw is on the way for Harold. It's good. Briarcliff now 2-for-3 from the free throw line as a team. Coach Ross Dalma displeased with that last call. I think he wanted a travel on Harold as he came to a set. Another free throw on the way. 18-12, 19-12 now, and a third free throw coming here for Harold. Harold with 5 points. Third free throw by Harold is good, so he makes all three. He looked better than I believe that should be an 86% free throw shooter. Dort College trails 20-12. Walterstorff off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. No fresh shot clock, though. Right side Walterstorff. Walterstorff Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, right corner. Comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it, right wing, back over to Rindles. Rindles with it, shakes left, goes right. Drives into the lane, tries to find Den Herder. Saves it, Briarcliff player saves it in, and the Chargers have it. Poland with the basketball, gives to Ricky Torres. He shuffles it back over to Poland. Comes back to Clay Harold. Harold with the basketball. Harold over to Leffler. Leffler drops it off for Torres. Torres into the corner. Three on the way is good. Three-point basket for Clay Harold. He's got nine, and the Chargers open up a 23-12 advantage. And the defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 23-12 our score. Dort College trailing. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. O'Donnell in traffic, layup, left hand, well, right hand, left side, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 3 points, and the defenders trail it 23-14. Dort College putting Leighton Sampson back on the floor as well. With the basketball is Leffler. Leffler gives it up to Harold. Harold shot in the lane, no good. Rebound tap out controlled by Sampson. Sampson over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Dort College down nine. They come back to Sampson. Sampson, Rindles. Rindles underneath. To Sampson. Sampson double team. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, Austin Poland a little A little aggressive on that jump ball, taking the ball away after the whistle was blown for the tie-up. Inbounding is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it into Sampson. Sampson working against Torres. Sampson shot short, no good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff up the floor with it. Shane Graves. Graves, no look pass. Eisma. Eisma kick out. Shot on the way. Three is good. 3-point basket for Leffler. Leffler with five. And the Chargers lead it 26-14. 26-14 our score. Walterstorff on the left wing. Walterstorff gives it up. Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. And Sampson's going to be called for steps. Tried to lean his way in against Ricky Torres, and Torres gave way, and Sampson ends up traveling with the basketball. 26-14, Dort College down, 9:33 remaining in the half. So Dort College has to get things going. Briarcliff basketball, Graves. Graves, high post, coming out for it is Torres. Ricky Torres back to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves lost it, taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra, Walterstorff. Walterstorff will bring it up. Tyler into the front court at the free throw line. He kicks it out. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles into traffic. Puts up the off-balance shot. Good. Nathan Rindles with 6 points. Dort College trails 26-16. 26-16 our score. Briarcliff basketball. Leffler goes left side. Three on the way. No good by Eisma. Rebound cleared out by Dort College. Coming up the floor with it is Rindles. Rindles, left side, Terpstra. Terpstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sampson. To Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. His shot is good. Taylor Feenstra with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 26-18. 8:33 and counting. Graves with the basketball. Eisma. Eisma gives it up to Harold. Harold back to Graves. Graves, top of the key, thought about the three. Now Eisma. Eisma, Harold. Harold into traffic. Comes back to Graves. Graves, three, buries it. Shane Graves with 7 points, and the Chargers lead it 29-18. 8:08 left to play, first half. Rindles, right side. Rindles gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, basketball, left side. It goes Feenstra. Feenstra posting up. Feenstra against Torres. Feenstra in traffic. His shot, no good. He doesn't get the foul call. Rebound cleared out by Briarcliff. Graves on the left side. Graves will pull up. He's feeling it. Three, good. Graves with 10. And the Chargers lead at 32-18. Back-to-back threes by Graves. Right side it goes O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell will drive down to the baseline. Has it tapped away. Picks it up. Gets it away to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. He gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles back over to Ty. Ty, ball fake. Eisma bought it. Dumped it inside Feenstra. Feenstra off the glass, no good, but a foul on the play called on Graves. Shane Graves whistled for the personal. His first, team foul number 7 on the Chargers. Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Feenster was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw by Taylor is up, no good. He's got another one coming. 32-18, Briarcliff owning the first half. Dort College needs a comeback here, and they need to get back into it. If nothing else, they've got to trim this lead down and get it down to a manageable margin at halftime. Back-to-back threes by Graves, playing with a lot of confidence. Free throw by Feenstra is off the mark, short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff and Holman. Chargers have the basketball, Graves. Graves to Otting, Otting on the right wing. Otting with it, out front, left side Graves. Graves with it on the wing. Graves comes back out front to Leffler. Leffler with it on the right side. Comes back to Holman, Holman, Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves out front. He's got it on the left side. Again from the left wing. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell has it tapped away by Berg. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Nabla to throw it in. Rendles will walk it into the front court. North College down 32-18. Nabla, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Feenstra. Feenstra facing up against Berg. Feenstra, 17-footer, left wing. Good. Taylor Feenstra with his second field goal. Defenders trail 32-20. It's a long game. You have to start chipping away, and it starts with defensive stops. Leffler, his pass. Left side, Holman. Holman down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back to Graves. Graves lost it. Rendles pokes it away. But Rendles is called for the personal. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number six on the defenders. Terpstra to check into the game for Ord College. O'Donnell checks out. And throwing the ball in will be Otting for Briarcliff. Otting gets it in for the basketball. Is Graves. Graves to Berg. Berg left elbow. He steps out beyond the three-point line on the pivot. Comes back over to Otting. Otting to Holman. Holman in traffic underneath. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Here comes Dort College and Rendles. Rendles driving hard with the right hand. Layup good. Nathan Rendles with 8 points. Dort College trails 32-22. Briarcliff basketball. Graves. Graves to Berg. Berg with it on the right side. They think about bringing the double. He doesn't put it on the floor yet. Holman back outside. It goes Leffler. Leffler tests the waters left side. Now comes back to the right. Puts it up in traffic. Throws it up over his head. Shot no good. And the rebound. A dead ball as we've got a foul called on the shot attempt. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Alex Terpstra. And free throws on the way for Austin Leffler. Leffler, a 68% free throw shooter. Free throws on the way for Leffler. Right-hander's first free throw is off the mark, no good. Left it short. And another free throw coming here for Leffler, trying to reestablish an 11-point lead. Second free throw by Leffler is off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Feenstra gets it away to Nabla. Nabla to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball back over to Patrick. Patrick into the front court. Patrick Nabla has the dribble. He passes it back over to Rendles. Rendles, high post to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up. Nabla, Nabla, right side, Rendles. Rendles, Terp. Terpstra puts it on the floor with the right hand. Dumps it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra, 12-footer, right side, good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point basket. He's got six, and the defenders trail 32-24. 32-24, Briarcliff basketball. Comes back over to Graves. Graves, layup on the baseline, good. Shane Graves, 12 first-half points, and the defenders trail at 34-22. Brian Sumner, three ball off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Berg. Matt Berg comes away with the defensive rebound. Graves, a three from the left side, good. Shane Graves with the three. He's got three threes here in the first half, 15 for the ball game. And the Briarcliff Chargers lead at 37-24. Patrick Nabla with the basketball. Nabla over to Sumner. Sumner left side, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra has it taken away. Went for a move and dribbled it off of his foot. Coming back the other way is Leffler, and Leffler is stripped on the way up by Patrick Nabla. So Nabla whistled for the personal foul. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Leffler makes the first free throw. He's now 1-for-3 tonight. Briarcliff back in front by 14, pending a free throw here. This one's up and good as well for Leffler. For Leffler. And the Chargers leading 39-24. Nord College has to get some defensive stops. Thus far, Briarcliff shooting 62% from the floor, 13-for-21, including 7 of 11 on three-pointers so far. A hold called against the Briarcliff Chargers, and Zach Otting can't believe it. Otting whistled for the personal, his second. 39-24 our score. Rindles with two free throws. I beg your pardon, a 1-1 for Nathan. Nathan with 9 points. And the defenders trail at 39-25. 3:51 left to play in the first half. Briarcliff 39, Dort College 25. Dort College is going to have an attitude adjustment on the defensive end. They're going to have some success yet tonight. O'Donnell gets the kickout pass off the offensive rebound. And the Briarcliff Chargers come up with a long rebound. Graves racing the other way, driving in, and a charging foul called on Taylor Feenstra. Pardon me, a blocking foul called on Feenstra as he tries to draw the charge. And the Briarcliff Chargers will shoot free throws. This will be Shane Graves going to the charity stripe for a pair. Graves with 15 first half points. First free throw on the way for the sophomore. Short, no good. 39-25, Dort College down 14. Briarcliff has controlled the first half. Dort College has never led. And the Briarcliff Chargers tack on 1 point on that trip to the free throw line with Graves. Graves with 16. 40-25, Dort College down 15. Terpstra with it on the left side. Alex picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Feenstra. Feenstra off the back iron, no good. There for the rebound is O'Donnell. O'Donnell count the hoop, and he is fouled. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. He's got 5 points, and the defenders trail 40-27. 3:18 remaining. That foul went on Austin Poland, his first. Free throw by O'Donnell is up and through, so Andrew O'Donnell makes the three-point play. He's got 6 first-half points, and the defenders trail 40-28. Graves, high post, Berg. Berg on the left wing. Berg fakes. They set up a ball screen. No, they dive down. Instead does Berg. Berg now gets the post-entry pass on the right side of the lane as he faced the hoop. Putting it up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Poland, and we've got a collision on the other end. Dort College coming back. Terpstra, three ball, left it short, no good. Rebound raced for Terpstra, tries to save it in. And it will be Briarcliff basketball. Walterstorff and Eisma got tangled up. And while Dort College was attacking, they let them play on. Both players never made it beyond the half-court stripe. Terpstra checks out. J.D. Bohr checks in. Briarcliff basketball. Shane Graves. Graves up to half-court. Shane Graves guarded there by Rindles. Picks up his dribble. Passes it off to Berg. Berg on the left wing guarded by Feenstra. Lob pass over the top for Eisma. Eisma with a dunk. Jordan Eisma with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 42-28. Left side pass, J.D. Bohr. J.D. with it, looking for the back door. Instead goes left side to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell picks up his dribble. Andrew passes it to Walterstorff, posting up against Eisma. Walterstorff in traffic, gets it away. And Feenstra will go to the free throw line as he was fouled on the way out. Taylor Feenstra with a couple of free throws coming. Dort College trailing 42-28. So Feenstra with another free throw, with two more free throws. He's 0 for 2 so far today from the charity stripe. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Feenstra with 7 first half points. He's had a little more success than Leighton Sampson here in this first half of play, so he's gotten a little more of the minutes. Another free throw on the way for Taylor Feenstra, the freshman from Hull, Iowa. One of three freshmen for Dort College used extensively in the regular rotation. Free throw by Feenstra is up and through, so Feenstra makes both free throws. He's got 8 points, and the defenders trail 42-30. Graves guarded by Rindles as he comes across the timeline. 2-minute warning of the first half. Rindles to Torres. Torres to Harold. Harold, kick out pass out front. Holman. Holman hits a three. Didn't know he had that in him. He knocks down the three-point bucket, and Briarcliff reestablishes a 15-point lead, 45-30. Feenstra in traffic. His shot no good. Melee under the basket, picked up by Briarcliff. Chargers out in front to Harold. Harold layup good. Clay Harold with 11. And the defenders trail 47-30, 1:20 remaining. Walterstorff left side, Bohr. JD with the basketball, Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up off the glass, no good. Can't get his own rebound, but he's fouled on the play, and Torres will be called for the personal. Ricky Torres whistled for his first personal foul of the ball game. Patrick Nabla will check into the game for Dort College. Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Lots of contact in the paint tonight. Free throw is up by Feenstra. Good. Well, just when it looked like Dort College might narrow the gap, Briarcliff has an answer. 16-point difference right now. Tyler Walterstorff checks out of the ballgame. So another free throw on the way for Feenstra. This one's up and good. Feenstra makes both free throws. He's got 10, and the defenders trail it 47-32. 47-32, Briarcliff in control. Chargers will bring it up with Graves. Graves with the basketball in between the circles. Graves on the right side. They get it over to Harold. Harold, three, good. Wow. Clay Harold, three threes, and he was fouled on a three. Dort College trails by 18, 50-32. Rindles, short jumper in the lane, good. Nathan Rindles with 11. As he spins into the lane from the right side. Defenders trail, 50-34, under a minute to go. Graves reverses to Harold. Harold, another three. Briarcliff has it rolling right now. They've got four threes from Clay Harold, shooting a very high percentage from the perimeter. And the defenders on their heels, trailing 53-34, and Shane Graves picks up a personal foul on the perimeter, his second. Here in the first half of play, Briarcliff, 67% from the floor, 71% on threes, 10 of 14 from the three-point arc. Free throw by O'Donnell is up and through. Best thing Dort College can hope for is to get to halftime somewhere in the neighborhood and hope that Briarcliff cools off, and obviously your defense has something to do with that. 53-35 our score. Briarcliff in front. Another free throw on the way for O'Donnell, and he narrows it to 53-36. So O'Donnell makes both free throws. Andrew O'Donnell now with 9 by my count. Beg your pardon, 8. 13 seconds remaining. Briarcliff has the basketball. Graves. Graves at the center jump circle. 6 seconds left. 5. Graves driving in, and a charging foul called on Shane Graves, his third. Well, Graves picked that, what I would call a cheapie up earlier. Number 2, not that long ago on the O'Donnell play. And at the time, I thought, not a big deal. You've got 2 fouls in the first half, and you get to the locker room, that's manageable. Rindles from half court as time expires, and that's the end of the first half as he leaves it short. 53-36 our score, but continuing that thought, at the moment, Shane Graves, when he picked up foul number 2, I didn't think much of it, but he ends up picking up number 3 on a charge. And the Dort College defenders go to the locker room down 53-36. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Briarcliff 53-36 at halftime. And the Dort College defenders need to get some things figured out at halftime. Briarcliff shooting an unbelievable percentage from the floor in the first half, and once they got rolling, they're too good of shooters to let them get rolling, and hopefully halftime cools them off, and hopefully some halftime adjustments cool them off. As it is, Briarcliff has led from the start. They've led by as many as 18, and they go into the locker room. They were up 19 at one point, 53-34. It's 53-36 currently. Dort College led unofficially by Nathan Rendles with 11 points. Briarcliff topped by Clay Harrells, 17 points unofficially. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. Halftime numbers, Briarcliff 18 of 27 from the floor, 67%. 10 of 14 from the three-point line, 71.4%. Their poorest percentage, oddly enough, free throw line, 7 of 11, 63.6%. Dort College, 12 of 33 from the floor, 36.4%, 0 for 7 on threes. 12 of 17 from the free throw line for 70.6%. Dort College has out-rebounded Briarcliff 22-13, 13 offensive, 9 defensive. Turnovers, Briarcliff with 3. Dort College with 6. Briarcliff is led by Zach Harold's perfect evening thus far. 4 for 4 from the 5 for 5 from the floor, 4 for 4 on threes, 3 for 3 on free throws. That comes out to 17 points. Shane Graves, 6 of 7 from the floor, 3 for 4 on threes, 1 for 2 on free throws. He's got 16. 7 for Austin Leffler, 3 for Matt Berg, 2 for Jordan Eisma, 2 for Brian Forbes, 3 each for Zach Otting and Austin Holman for their total of 53 points. For the defenders, Nathan Rendles with 11, 5 for 8 from the floor, 1 for 2 on free throws, 10 for Taylor Feenstra, 8 for Andrew O'Donnell, 5 for David Den Herter, 2 for Leighton Sampson. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 rebounds for the defenders. Alex Terps with 4. 6 for Taylor Feenstra. For the Chargers, 3 for Jordan Eisma. 2 each for Matt Berg and Austin Holman. Dort College just 1 assisted basket out of their 12 field goals. Briarcliff, 8 assisted baskets out of their 18 field goals. 2 assists each for Shane Graves, Austin Poland, and Clay Harrell. 2 block shots for Brian Forbes, 2 steals for Clay Harrell and Austin Holman. 53-36 our score at halftime. Let's take another break and be back with more. Check in with some scores in progress right after this. Briarcliff leads Dort 53-36. Concordia leads Doan 29-25. Morningside leads Dakota Wesleyan 36-32 in Sioux City. Northwestern leads Mount Marty 39-25. And here's the surprise thus far. Halftime. Midland has 46. Nebraska Wesleyan has 65. Score 46 in the first half and you're down 19. That's not what you're accustomed to seeing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Both teams have made their way out of the locker room for the second half of basketball, completing their warm-ups. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the second half of play right after this. It's 53-36, Briarcliff in the driver's seat as we get set for the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. They use environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Charlotte, Orange City. Hullierton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member, FDIC. Briarcliff basketball to start the second half. And they will start the second half with Shane Graves on the bench. He'll start the second half sitting on the bench with three personal fouls as Coach Nick Nelson tries to preserve his fouls. Comes out front with Harold. Clay Harold with the basketball. Gives it up Forbes. Forbes shot in the lane. Rebound blocked. Or the shot blocked by Walterstorff. Rebound Walterstorff. Gets it head to Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up. Shot no good. But a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on number 23, I believe. Foul's going to go on Jordan Eisma, his first. Couldn't tell if they called it on him or Brian Forbes. First free throw is good for Feenstra. Another one on the way. This one's short, no good. And Taylor Feenstra makes one out of two. Feenstra is a 52% free throw shooter. He's 5 for 8 now from the charity stripe. And we come back the other way over the basketball, Briarcliff. They pass it out front to Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg shovels it back over to Forbes. Forbes gives it up to Poland. Poland out front, Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler on the left wing, Poland. Poland looking down low. Austin Poland at the free throw line. Back to Eisma. Eisma, Leffler. Leffler on the left wing. Now Forbes. Forbes puts it on the floor against Sumner. He'll drive in, dumps it off to Leffler. 2 seconds on the shot clock. One. And just 1 second on the shot clock for Briarcliff as they will inbound on the sideline. Dort College trailing 53-37. And Briarcliff is going to call a timeout. They'll use their first timeout of the ball game with 1 second on the shot clock. 18:52 left to go in the game. Back with more after that. Forbes inbound the basketball. They lob it over the top. Ball is loose and a shot clock violation on the Chargers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles will try to get the inbounds pass. And he brings it up against token pressure. Poland backs off once he gets the ball. Rindles takes it across the timeline. Pass goes left side, Sumner. Sumner on the wing, gets a ball screen. Comes back to Walterstorff. Walterstorff against Eisma. Now left side, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball back over to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball driving in. And a blocking foul called on Berg. Matt Berg whistled for his second personal. Foul number two on Berg. And the defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Who will inbound? This will be Terpstra throwing it in. Dort College trailing 53-37. Terpstra to toss it in. Gets it into Rindles. Rindles on the block. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra is going to be called for traveling. Drug his pivot foot as he came to the jump stop. And the Chargers get the basketball back. Briarcliff leads at 53-37. Austin Poland with a basketball guarded by Rindles. Comes back left side to Eisma. Eisma out front. Eisma gives it up. Gets the return pass. He's on the baseline working against Walterstorff. Skips it across left side. Three on the way. No good by Poland. Rebound Dort College. Defenders into the front court, Rindles. Rindles against Poland. Comes out to Terpstra. Three ball, top of the key. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers with the basketball. Chargers off and running. They go Leffler in the corner. Leffler three. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Terpstra gives it up. Rindles. Rindles to Feenstra. Feenstra, they bring a double team as he put it on the deck. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Blocked. Rebound taken away by Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg hands it to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler comes right side. to Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. Forbes to Leffler. Leffler, Berg. Berg puts it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop. Berg with the three-point play opportunity. So he got fouled in the act of shooting. That foul's going to go against Taylor Feenstra. That's his second. Matt Berg, pretty demonstrative after that made basket. Long ways to go in this one. 55-37, Briarcliff in the driver's seat. 17:09 left to play. Berg, the left-hander, 5 points for the night, leaves it short. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. And throwing the ball in will be Briarcliff's Austin Poland. Poland to trigger it. Poland gets it in over the top. Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler's hesitation move, and David Denherter is going to be called for a foul. Denherter whistled for his second personal foul. Not a good matchup for the defenders that time. Denherter had to try and guard the perimeter player, and Leffler put it on the floor, took it to the basket, and draws the foul. Leffler's free throw is up and through. Leffler with 6 points, now seven, and he's got another one coming. Leffler with 8 points, and the defenders trail it 57-37. 20-point lead for the Chargers. Dort College with the basketball. Waltersdorf comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. And a reach-in foul called on Austin Poland, his second. 16:50 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College has to start chipping away at this one. Doesn't seem like the kind of night where Dort College is going to score in runs here. They've got to string some defensive stops together. O'Donnell with it, right side. O'Donnell off the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Poland. Poland with the basketball. Poland ahead to Forbes. Forbes in traffic. Back over to Poland. Poland three. Good. Poland with the three-point bucket. Dort College trails 60-37. Waltersdorf left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell in between the circles. He's got it on the left side now. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Gives it up Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, spins into the lane, and a foul on the play called on Leffler. Leffler can't believe it. He picks up foul number one, I believe. Team foul number four on the Chargers in this half. 60-37, Briarcliff in front. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Patrick Nabla. And Dort College turns it over on the inbounds play. Nabla threw it behind the cutter. And the Dort College defenders need a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. I came to Dort with... Defenders have been flat tonight. Poland with the basketball after the inbounds. Drives in with the left hand, lays it up, count the hoop, and he's fouled. David Denherter trying to draw the charge instead of blocking foul called. And the defenders trail now 62-37. To the free throw line will be Austin Poland. He's got a season average of 4.9 points per game already at 5. And he's got a free throw coming here, 3-point play opportunity, and he rolls it in. He's got 6, and the defenders trail 63-37. Right side pass, Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Sumner picks up his dribble, comes over to Nabla. Nabla with it, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Rindles. They cover up Rindles. Instead, they go to Nabla. Now Sumner, Brian Sumner, guarded closely. Rindles down low, Denherter. Denherter loses the handle on it. It's picked up. Sumner got it on the perimeter. Now lob pass over the top, intended for Rindles. It's taken away by Forbes, and Briarcliff continues to dominate this ballgame. Three on the way, no good by Leffler. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles fires it off the glass, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped. Leffler on the run out. Gets it ahead to Poland. Poland with the basketball. Poland with it on, gives it up to Forbes. Forbes on the left wing. Now Holman. Holman comes back right side to Leffler. Leffler left side. They feed it down low to Williams. Williams facing up against Den Herter. Ricky Williams into the lane. Fires it back outside for Poland. Poland underneath Holman. Holman posting up Nabla, and the shot is no good. And Holman will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go against Patrick Nabla. Well, I don't remember a night like this where the defenders were as flat as this. It's been a while, and that's a good thing, but tonight has not been the defenders' evening, and they've still got time to turn this around. But you trail 63-37. They've slowed Briarcliff up. Rendleston, Herter, and Nabla check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders, you've got Bohr, Feenstra, Sumner, O'Donnell, and Terpstra. Free throw is up and good. So Holman makes one of two. He's a 36% free throw shooter. Makes it a 64-37 ball game. Briarcliff in control. Right side with it is Sumner. Sumner left side to Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner drives in. Pull up from 10 is good. Brian Sumner with his first two tonight. North College trails 64-39. Shane Graves with it to Holman. Holman gives it up to Harold. Harold to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves goes right side. Otting. Otting with the basketball. Otting with it at the top of the key. He goes over to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves, top of the key, three. Good. Shane Graves with the three-point basket. He's got 19. And the Chargers lead at 67-39. This is Sumner coming back the other way and an illegal screen called on the defenders. I believe that's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his third personal. Team foul number five on the defenders in this half. 13:58 left to go in the contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. With the basketball is Shane Graves. Graves guarded by O'Donnell. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Williams. Ricky Williams on the baseline. Kick out pass Holman. Holman comes back right side. Forbes. Forbes dumps it off for Williams. It's taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it ahead to J.D. Bohr. J.D. with the basketball. Comes back to Feenstra. Feenstra hesitation move. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Ricky Williams. Williams picks up his second personal foul. Andrew O'Donnell will inbound the basketball. Briarcliff 67, North College 39. Williams checks out of the ballgame. Berg is back in. O'Donnell gets it inbounded to Bohr. Bohr to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up Feenstra. Feenstra fading away on the baseline. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Holman. Holman with the basketball. Holman's pass is deflected out by Bohr. Briarcliff will maintain possession of the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Family. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Briarcliff basketball, Berg. Berg puts it on the floor, kicks it into the corner. Graves. Graves off the dribble. Hesitation. Drives in. Back over to Berg. Berg dunk. Matt Berg with a two-point slam dunk. North College trails 69-39. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell at the top of the key. He goes left side to Sumner, and a foul called. It's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his fourth personal on an illegal screen. .12:47 left to play in this contest. Briarcliff 69, North College 39. Sumner will check out of the ballgame. Briarcliff has limited North College to 3 points here in the second half. Scoring Dort College 16-3 here in the second half thus far through 7 minutes and 20 seconds. Berg with it, fakes the pass, hands it off instead. Harold, three, good. Good grief. 20 for Harold. And the defenders trail 72-39. JD with it on the right wing. He comes back out front, Terpstra. Terpstra, three off the mark, no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson underneath, his bucket is good. Leighton Sampson with 4 points, and the defenders trail 72-41. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 72-41, Briarcliff in front. 12:15 left to go in regulation. Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan, they're tight late in the ball game. Under 10 minutes to go, it's 63-63. We'll keep an eye on some scores, and we'll pass along the final scores at the conclusion of this contest. Harold over the basketball gives it up Eisma. Eisma back over to Harold. Harold to Graves. Graves, three, good. Shane Graves with 5 threes. 22 points for the ball game. Dort College trails 75-41. Right side, Rindles. Rindles over the basketball. Rindles puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped out, and last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 75-41 our score. Briarcliff in front. Dort College just trying to battle. Maybe somehow play a good final 12 minutes or so and get something positive out of this one. Pass goes left side. Harold to Berg. Berg finishes at the rim. Layup good. He's got 9. Defenders trail 77-41. Rindles left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra on the baseline. Terpstra back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking for someone to pass to. Instead, spins into the lane. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up off the glass, good. Andrew O'Donnell gets the three-point play opportunity. Andrew with 10 points pending the free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. O'Donnell makes the free throw. He's got 11 points. He is, by my count, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And the defenders trail it 77-44. 77-44, our score. Briarcliff in front. Harold, pull-up jumper, free throw line. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. O'Donnell drives in with the right hand, lays it up, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Andrew O'Donnell with a three-point play opportunity. Foul's going to go on Zach Otting. Otting whistled for his fourth personal. Andrew O'Donnell with another three-point play opportunity. He had one in the first half, another here in the second, and this is his third three-point play opportunity. So Andrew O'Donnell steps to the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Andrew O'Donnell, a team-high 14 points, and the defenders trail 77-47. Austin Poland out front, guarded by Rindles. Drives in. Kick out pass, right side. With it is Forbes. Forbes, left side, Poland. Poland, Forbes. Forbes drives in, and we've got a foul called on the perimeter on the defenders. Team foul number 7 on Dort College. Foul called on Dort College's Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for his first. Forbes will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Free throw on the way for Forbes is up and through. Forbes, a 74% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way. 78-47, Briarcliff in front. This one is up and good as well. So Forbes makes both free throws. Briarcliff leads 79-47. Rindles gives it up, Sampson. Sampson, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Forbes, and a reach-in foul from behind called against Nathan Rindles. Rendles whistled for his second personal. Frustration foul there, as certainly looked like Sampson did enough to get a foul call in the paint. Barcliff secured the rebound. And Rendles on the reach around gets called for the foul. So a one and one coming here for Brian Forbes. Foul number eight in the ball game. Foul number eight in the second half on the defenders. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Forbes. 79-47. 10-11 left to go in the contest. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw on the way for Forbes, averaging 9.9 points per game. He's got five tonight. Second free throw by Forbes is up and good. Forbes, 4 for 4 in the second half from the charity stripe. Barcliff leads at 81-47, midpoint, second half. O'Donnell with the basketball, comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. O'Donnell gives it up Sampson. Sampson at the top of the key. Sampson goes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra feeds Rendles. Rendles underneath Sampson. Sampson is fouled on the play. And Poland can't believe it. He's called for foul number three. So two free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. Sampson 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. First free throw is up and through for Sampson. Sampson with 5 points. Another free throw on the way for Leighton Sampson. So Sampson will step up. Another free throw for the right-hander. This one's up and good as well. So Sampson tonight with 6 points. North College trails at 81-49. Needed a better defensive effort tonight from the defenders. This is Ricky Williams with it. Williams out front. Graves. Graves another three. No. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Holman riding his hip. They feed it off to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with 8 points. And the defenders trail it 81-51. Holman has it out front. Guarded there by Feenstra. They give it up to Leffler. Leffler, right side, to Graves. Graves for the basketball. Graves comes back over to Williams. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Sampson. Sampson gets it away. Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, spin move in the lane, layup good. Andrew O'Donnell with a 2-point bucket. He's got 8 in the second half, 16 for the ball game. North College trails 81-53. Shane Graves for the basketball. Shane Graves with it. Graves drives in, dumps it off for Ricky Williams. Williams loses it out of bounds. It's last touched by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Well, it'd be awfully easy to cash in the chips at this point, but you've got to think about the fact that you might see this opponent again in the GPAC tournament. Lob pass over the top to Berg, and you got to try some things so you can see what can work. With a possible confrontation coming again in February, or late February, Shane Graves hits another three from the corner. One thing you know they've got to do, Dort College, is find a way to defend the three-point arc a little bit tighter than they did tonight. 84-53, Briarcliff in front by 31. Rendles puts it up in traffic, good. Nathan Rendles with 13, but it's been a hard-earned 13. Dort College trails 84-55. Driving in is Graves. Graves, Leffler. Leffler gives it up. Forbes. Forbes driving in off of the glass. Good. Brian Forbes with 8 points. Dort College trails 86-55. On the right side is Rendles. Rendles dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson working against Berg. Sampson with the left hand off of the glass. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Berg. Berg over to Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves gives it up, Leffler. Leffler looking down low. Comes back out front to Graves. Graves gives it up, Holman. Holman with the basketball. Holman gives it up, Graves. Graves layup, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla, Rendles. Rendles ahead, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, back to Nathan. Nathan into the lane, his floater from 10 straight on, no good. Rebound taken away by Graves. Graves pull up three, missed it, no good, and he's starting to cool off. O'Donnell into the front court. Not nearly soon enough if you're Dort College, though. Graves, six threes tonight. A game-high 25 points. Rindles passes right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell guarded there by Graves. O'Donnell, three, good. Andrew O'Donnell with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail it 86-58. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Briarcliff 86, Dort College 58. No way around this one. A long night for the defenders. Shane Graves out front, guarded there by J.D. Bohr. He drives into the lane, kicks it over to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball, and a charging foul called on Leffler. Leffler whistled for the personal foul, his second. Dort College trails 86-58. That's foul number two on Leffler. J.D. Bohr into the front court. J.D. has it in between the circles. Picks up his dribble, goes left side to Sumner. Sumner over the basketball, Walterstorff. Ball fake, spins into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Bohr. Bohr, Terpstra, Terpstra left side. They get it into Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff. Foul goes on Briarcliff's Matt Berg, his third. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line. He has 5 points. Taking a look at the Dort College column. Got Tyler Walterstorff shut out offensively. Brian Sumner has two, and Alex Terpstra shut out as well. Those three combined come in averaging right at 35 points per ball game combined, and they've got two. .617 left to go in the contest. .86-59. Free throw on the way for Den Herter is up and good. So Den Herter makes both free throws. .86-60. Den Herter with seven. Graves with the basketball. And Graves dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. J.D. Bohr will bring the basketball up. Bohr across half court. Goes right side to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian goes back over to Tyler. Tyler left side, Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr to Terpstra. Terpstra three ball in and out, no good. Rebound tapped by Bohr. Kept it alive, Walterstorff. Now Sumner. Sumner right side, Terpstra. Terpstra down to the baseline, and the ball is dribbled out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Holman will check in for Briarcliff. Harold will check out. Inbounding the basketball will be J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it. Bohr gets it into Sumner. Sumner baseline jumper good. Brian with four. Dort College trails 86-62. Shane Graves with it on the left side. Passes to Holman. Swing pass right side. This is Forbes. Otting. Otting to Berg. Berg lost it. Graves ends up with it. I beg your pardon, Leffler. And a timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Briarcliff used a timeout. Chargers have the basketball up 86-62, 5:20 remaining. Dort College showing some signs of life here in the last 10 minutes or so, but it's going to be far too late. Missed shot by Otting. Here comes Dort College, left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it, drops it underneath for Den Herter. Den Herter is fouled on the play by Berg. Berg commits his fourth personal. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, Briarcliff cooling off somewhat from the floor. Dort College trying to pound the ball down. And Den Herter has been fouled on a couple of attempts. Berg now with four personals. Sedort College trails 86-63. Sedort College trying to whittle into the lead. Den Herter now with 8. Bohr, Waltersdorf, Den Herter, O'Donnell, and Sumner on the floor for Dort College. Free throw by Den Herter is up and through, so David makes both free throws. Den Herter now 5-for-6, and the defenders trail at 86-64. Bringing the basketball up is Graves. Graves to Harold. Harold to Holman. Holman into the lane. Double team. Back over to Harold. Harold 3, answering. Top of the key, 23 points. 89-64. Coach Ross Dalmo's just about had enough. He would like to see some travel calls whistled, and he has not had any. Waltersdorf, three-pointer, left corner, good. Waltersdorf is in the scorebook. Dort College trails 89-67. Shane Graves with the basketball. Graves gets a screen, looking for Holman, instead goes to Ricky Torres. Torres tries to feed it down low to Holman, and Waltersdorf tips it away. 89-67, Dort College down 22, 4:16 remaining. Shane Graves inbounds the basketball. Brian Forbes throws it over the top for Graves. Graves down to the baseline. Graves to Holman. Holman, 3, is off the heel, no good. Rebound Sampson. Sampson to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew into the front court. Andrew left side it goes with the basketball. They feed it down low, Sampson. Sampson short on the jump hook. Rebound taken away by Torres. Torres with the basketball. He gives it up to Forbes. Forbes with it. Forbes gives it off to Graves. Graves back to Holman. Holman off of the glass, good. Holman with 6 points, 91-67. On the right side with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by J.D. Bohr. Bohr, Sumner. Sumner back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, 3, good. Tyler Waltersdorf with 6 points. Defenders trail 91-70. 3:15 left to play. 3:10 and counting. Briarcliff basketball. Holman to Graves. Graves right side, Forbes. Forbes with the basketball back to Torres. Torres cross court pass. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. That was Harold. Rebound taken away by Torres. Torres. Forbes. Forbes Holman. Comes back left side, Graves. Graves on the wing. Reversal right side, Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. Forbes will drive the lane. Puts it up from 15. Good. Forbes with 10. 93-70. Briarcliff leading by 23. Waltersdorf left side. J.D. Bohr. Bohr comes back over to Waltersdorf. His 3 no good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Graves. Graves with the basketball in the backcourt. 2:20 and counting. Left side pass to Brian Forbes. Forbes to Harold. Harold at the top of the key, back to Forbes. Forbes drives in, comes back to Holman. Holman to Torres. Torres, layup good. Torres with another 2. Briarcliff leads 95-70. Bohr passes left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tries to dump it down low for Sampson. It's kicked. Wholesale changes for the defenders. Feenstra, Nabla, Brewers, McCalk, and Voss check in. Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This will be Nabla. Nabla to trigger it in. Holman checks out. Harold checks in. Ball inbounded to Voss. Voss to Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the left wing. Feenstra takes it in, puts it up. Shot short, no good. But a foul on the play called on Torres. 95-70 our score. Feenstra's first free throw is short, no good. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Defenders trailing by 25. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. This one's up and good. So Feenstra makes one of two. Tolsma is in. Feenstra is out. Dom Nebelink also in the ballgame for the Defenders. 140 and counting. Briarcliff is going to improve to 10-4 in the conference, 18-6 overall. Dort College is going to slip to 7-7 and 15-8. Briarcliff gets a two-point basket on the other end, 97-71. Kalk passes right side, Nebelink. Nebelink with the basketball, goes over to Tolsma. Tolsma to Voss. Danny Voss with it on the left wing. Comes back to Nebelink. Nebelink, baseline jumper, good for Dom. 97-73, 108 left to play in this contest. Austin Poland with it on the wing. Poland passes it out. Three is up and good for Briarcliff. 100-73, Briarcliff with the lead. Dom Nebelink to Voss. Voss trying to get it inside to Brewersma. A foul on the play called on Briarcliff. Foul called on Blair. That's Chris Blair for the Briarcliff Chargers. Moments ago, that three-pointer by Gage Rethwish. Brewersma's free throw is off the heel, no good. Another free throw on the way for Brewersma. 100-73, Dort College has never led in this one. Briarcliff got out to a 4-0 lead and extended the lead to double digits at 23-12. Dort College never really got close after that. Briarcliff closed with a strong finish to the first half. Three on the way from Forbes, no good. Rebound taken away by Nebelink. Nebelink to Kalk. Kalk tries to find Tolsma. Ball's tipped, taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers have it. Briarcliff into the front court. Chargers have the basketball, right side. And the Briarcliff Chargers will run out the clock. They don't need to shoot at this point. With the basketball is Austin Poland. 100-74, that's how it'll finish. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And there is your final. This is KDCR back with our recap, Wireless World postgame wrap, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College never leads. Briarcliff held a 53-36 lead at halftime. Briarcliff started fast in the second half, built a 30-point lead, and never looked back, defeating Dort College 100-74. Dort College, for the evening, 24 of 60 from the floor for 40%, 3 of 15 on threes, 20%, and 11 of 14, no, that's not correct, 23 of 31 from the free throw line. Comes out to 74% for Briarcliff. They did cool off in the second half. Dort College 34 of 55 from the floor, 61.8%. 17 of 30 from the three-point line, 56%. 15 of 21 on free throws, 71%. Dort College out rebounds Briarcliff 38-25. Turnovers Dort College 13. Briarcliff had 8. Before we get to the individual scoring, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma so he can be on his way shortly. And, Coach, you know when you get into it that there will be nights like this. It doesn't make it any more tolerable or enjoyable, but just a rough night all the way around. A step slow, Briarcliff took advantage. Stuck my head in practice as you were talking to the guys about the defensive approach a couple of days ago, and you said they're far too good as shooters. If you don't get out and guard them, they're going to make shots, and once they got rolling tonight, they made a lot of shots.
Yeah, two things, Mike, that were really important for us coming in. Offensively, it was important for us to take care of the basketball, to be strong with our cuts, and get into the scoring area. In the first 3 minutes, we really had a difficult time doing that. And the other thing was jamming the arc. And the first half, They only made 10, but they got up 14 three-point attempts. And so we were just on our heels all night. We weren't the aggressor. We just simply got outworked, got out-toughed. And for us, it can't be any other way. So it was really a difficult deal on both ends of the floor.
You called some timeouts. You tried to get the momentum squelched. You tried to do what you could, but at some point there's only so much you can do. And when you can't allow that run that they got on in the second half when you're down 16, you're still within striking distance if you can make a push. You were unable to do that in the second half.
We weren't. And credit Briar Cliff. I think they were as good as anybody, could be tonight. But we didn't help ourselves. Had a lot of breakdowns defensively. Offensively, we were putting ourselves in tough positions with poor shot selection early. And we just were never able to really get a sustained run after getting ourselves down and giving ourselves a chance.
The good news is you've got practice a couple times before you get ready for Hastings on Saturday. This is not the end of the line by any means, but time to rebound and get back at it next 2 days.
It is. We got beat soundly on our home floor, and that's embarrassing. It's really hard to accept. And now we play Hastings, who this past Saturday, took it to Briar Cliff. And obviously every game is different in and of itself, but we definitely have to be better in a lot of ways, and most of it has to start with the effort. One thing about this group is that we have been pretty tough, we have been pretty resilient, but tonight we simply were not.
Coach, I don't have much more to add to this one. You got some good individual performances out of some players. Andrew O'Donnell ends up with 19 points. That's as good as he has been. Did that getting to the offensive glass and getting some shots up. Thought Taylor Feenstra worked hard, got 12 points, 7 rebounds. You need that out of everyone, though, and we know that about this group.
Yeah, we do. Those two guys whom you mentioned, Mike, were our bright spots. The two freshmen, Andrew and Taylor, I thought really fought, really competed. We just had some performances up and down the lineup that probably were a little atypical of some of our guys, and we'll see. I think we'll find out a little bit more on Saturday. I think we'll come back and play a little bit better, but right now we got to put this one behind us, and we got to get better in a hurry.
Good coach, I know, once said, "Don't let one turn into two," and that's the goal right now, is don't let one turn into two.
We'll come back on Saturday. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and let's take a look at the numbers. Then I alluded to some of them. First of all, for Briar Cliff, 25 points for Shane Graves, 6 of 9 from the three-point line, 23 for Clay Harold, 7 of 9 from the floor, 6 for 7 on threes. He had 23, 10 for Matt, for Brian Forbes. 9 each for Austin Leffler and Matt Berg, 6 points for Austin Poland, 6 points for Austin Homan, 3 each for Zach Otting and Gage Rethwish, 2 for Jordan Comstock, 2 for Ricky Torres, 2 for Jordan Eisma. For the defenders, 19 for Andrew O'Donnell, 6 of 10 from the floor, 1 for 2 on 3, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 12 points tonight for Taylor Feenstra, 13 for Nathan Rindles, he went 6 of 12 from the deck. 9 points for David Den Herder, 6 for Tyler Walterstor, 4 for Brian Sumner, 2 for Dominic Nebelink, and 1 for Brandon Brewersma for Dort College's total of 74 points. Dort College was led in rebounding tonight by Taylor Feenstra's, Andrew O'Donnell's 8. Taylor Feenstra had 7, 6 for Alex Terpstra, 4 for Tyler Walterstorff and Leighton Sampson. For the Chargers, 4 rebounds each for Matt Berg and Brian Forbes. Shane Graves had 4 assists. Clay Harold had 2 steals. Austin Holman had 2 steals. The defenders got 2 assists from Andrew O'Donnell. 3 different players had 1 steal each. Dort College is now 15-8 overall, 7-7 in the conference. Briar Cliff 18-6 overall, 10-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break. And we'll be back with a rundown of all the scores from across the conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, the conference race got a little tighter tonight. Here's how things shook out. Briarcliff over Dort, 100-74. Concordia over Doan, 80-68. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 80-74. Nebraska Wesleyan fights off a frantic comeback by Midland. It ends up 110-108. Midland came all the way back and tied it at 108. Nebraska Wesleyan wins it in overtime, 110-108. And Northwestern drops Mount Marty, 90-55. Here's how the standings shake out. Dakota Wesleyan and Midland are both 11-3, flat-footed tie with six games to go. Morningside is 10-3. Briarcliff is 10-4. Dort College is 7-7. Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan are both 6-7. Hastings is 5-8. Concordia is 6-9. Doan is 4-10. Mount Marty is 0-15. Next up for the defenders, hosting Hastings, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take, let's wrap it up. We'll call it a night. Hasn't been a great one at the DeWitt, but we'll get back at it again on Saturday. The teams will get back at it to practice with practice tomorrow and see how they rebound from these losses tonight. Briarcliff 74, Dort College 45 in the women's game. Briarcliff 100, Dort College 74 in the men's contest. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.